You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WXEO Daily News Roundup for Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 FM and 1230 AM in Wausau.
For WXEO News, I'm Brittany Merlot. The Winnebago County Sheriff's Department has joined eight other counties in the state, entering into warrant service officer agreements with Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE. Lisa Hale has more.
It joins Brown, Fond du Lac, Manitowoc, Marquette, Sheboygan, Washington, and Washera counties in entering into a 287G agreement. The Department of Homeland Security says this program trains local police officers to become ICE warrant service officers. The officers can then serve warrants on behalf of the agency inside of local jails and correctional facilities where they work. ICE then has 48 hours to take the immigrant into custody. The ACLU of Wisconsin has urged local sheriffs not to enter into these 287G agreements or to withdraw from their existing contracts.
And Attorney General Josh Call joins 20 attorneys general that moved for a temporary restraining order to stop mass firings and seek reinstatement of federal probationary employees. Melissa Kay has more.
In the lawsuit filed on Friday, the Coalition of Attorneys General claims that the large-scale Federal Reductions in Force, or RIF, are required to follow certain federal laws and regulations. When an RIF results in a layoff of 50 or more employees, the agency must generally give a 60 days advance notice to states' governments so they can provide vital rapid response information, resources, and services to affected workers.
And Governor Tony Evers released a statement Friday slamming the Trump administration for the illegal firing of thousands of federal workers. This includes nearly 6,000 veterans. The administration plans to cut as many as 80,000 jobs in the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. This move will likely impact veterans care and services across the country. Federal funding for hospitals is at stake without congressional action. Here's Jimmy Cusco with the details.
Coverage for home-to-health and telehealth programs under Medicare, used by several Wisconsin hospitals, will expire at the end of the month unless Congress extends the benefits. Six Wisconsin hospitals rely on home-to-health for patient care, while 16 hospitals utilize the telehealth and other programs that are also set to expire, mostly affecting providers in the state's rural areas. The Wisconsin Hospital Association estimates the federal funding lost if the programs expire to be around $200 million.
And hospitals will not be able to take on as many patients if the programs expire, meaning longer drives to find health care, especially for older patients in rural areas. And new Republican-authored legislation aims to reform pharmacy benefit managers. Joanne Krulatz has more.
Dodgeville Representative Todd Novak authored the Cole Act alongside Senate President Mary Felskowski.
I have a rural district. Most of my pharmacies are independently owned. It's a huge issue with them. I've been affected by this personally. I recently, 6 months ago, was told I needed to go elsewhere to get a drug that I take because the pharmacy was losing so much money on it.
Larry Crowley is a pharmacist in South Central Wisconsin.
I witness patients facing exorbitant copays for medications they cannot afford, and they're forced into impossible decisions about their health. At the same time, independent community pharmacies are being reimbursed at unsustainable rates, far below the PBM-owned pharmacies that dominate the market.
The Cole Act is named after Cole Schmitnick, who died from an asthma attack in January 2024 after he couldn't afford his inhaler when the out-of-pocket price increased suddenly. Bill Schmitnick is Cole's father.
He was forced to choose between buying his needed medicine, paying his rent. Wisconsin has the power to take the stand against the PBM abuses.
Among right-leaning candidates, a poll found that more than 70% of voters don't have an opinion of Brittany Kinzer, the challenger in the state superintendent race. Brad Schimmel, the conservative candidate for the Supreme Court, has the highest name recognition of the four statewide candidates. But nearly 40% of voters said they didn't have an opinion of him either. The poll is among registered voters in Wisconsin and has a slight Republican lean in its sample. And there's a meeting in Stevens Point today to discuss the hiring of a city administrator. Here's Melissa Kay with more.
Those in favor of the idea believe the position will be key to streamlining facilities and operations as they move into a new city hall. The position of mayor will focus more on advocating for and celebrating the city in the public eye, while the city administrator can focus on maximizing administrative effectiveness alongside department directors. The Personnel Committee will meet on Monday, March 10th at 6:40 to discuss and possibly take action on the referral. If it passes, the addition of a hired staff position of city administrator will move forward to the full council.
And the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is proposing a broad incidental take permit for rare fish. This would be during planned statewide transportation projects. This means the permit would allow those projects to go forward with the plans to minimize any impact on conservation efforts. DNR officials also say normal spawning timing restrictions would still apply if crews come across a suitable habitat occupied by one of those rare fish species. The agency will accept public comments on this until April 4th. And record heat is spilling into the state today, with highs expected to soar to the 60s and some spots even hitting 70. This is 30 degrees above our normal temperatures for this time of year that would usually only rise to the upper 30s. So soak it up and enjoy it. It looks like cuts to Medicaid will happen. Savannah Tome Olson has the story.
The House passed a resolution to reduce the energy and commerce budget by $880 billion over the next 9 years in order to extend President Donald Trump's tax cuts. Analysts say there's no way they'll be able to reduce the budget by that much without slashing funding to Medicaid. Here in Wisconsin, 1.2 million people get their coverage through Medicaid. That's 18% of the population. That includes one in three kids and more than half of nursing home residents.
And if you work with cows or poultry, stay healthy from the bird flu. The H5N1 bird flu viruses have been spreading among dairy cows in the U.S. The virus has also been found in poultry flocks, wild birds, and some mammals like cats. Human infections so far have been sporadic and can range from mild to severe. Signs and symptoms vary and can include red and irritated eyes, fever or cough, or lung infections like pneumonia. If you go to the doctor with any of these symptoms, be sure to tell them if you work with cows or poultry or have had contact with sick or dead animals. And the top six candidates to become the 78th Alice in Dairyland are announced. Melissa Kay tells us more.
The Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection announced the finalists on Friday. They are Allison Foster, Michelle Stangler, Michaela Flight, Natalie Rowe, Olivia Lulich, and Sarah Hagnow. During the next 2 months, they will participate in a rigorous interview process, receive media and speaking training, and earn a DATCP Marketing and Communications Certificate. The Alice in Dairyland Finals are scheduled for May 15th through the 17th in Crawford County.
And the winner will be announced on May 17th and will begin her term on July 7th, becoming the next ambassador for Ag in Wisconsin. I'm Brittany Merlot for WXCO.
The Bucks lose to the Cavaliers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Cavaliers beat the Bucks 112-100 at Fiserv Forum. Cleveland has now won 14 games in a row. How did Milwaukee measure up? Doc Rivers.
Honestly, I look at the game, guys, and they scored a bunch down the stretch, but defensively, we were good enough to win the game. Offensively, we were not good enough to win the game. We didn't do anything else enough to win the game tonight.
College basketball, the Badgers learn they'll face either Minnesota or Northwestern in the Big Ten tournament Thursday afternoon in Indianapolis. The Badgers upset by Penn State over the weekend. It's Marquette against Xavier at Madison Square Garden on Thursday in the Big East tournament. And the Badgers women's basketball team head coach, Marissa Mosley, has stepped down after four losing seasons in Madison. NFL, Davante Adams headed to the LA Rams. The 32-year-old receiver will sign a two-year deal worth nearly $46 million. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment feed, I'm Pete Schwabba. One of the great things about hosting Nightlight, getting recommendations from guests I have on the show. Chris Foran from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel was on the show last week, and we were talking about Parasite director Bong Joon-ho's new film. Chris recommended another of his films made in 2006 called The Host, a thriller about a slimy sea creature created from hazardous waste tossed into a river in Korea. If you like suspense and don't mind subtitles, check it out. Even though the Frasier reboot was canceled, Frasier himself says it's not only coming back for season 3, but will bring extra star power. Paramount Plus pulled the plug after season 2, but Kelsey Grammer says a different network will no doubt pick it up. The Emmy-winning actor added that the executive at Paramount Plus, who gave the green light, left and took all the support for the show with him. Grammer says it will be back, and possibly with Ted Danson returning as Sam Malone. Nice to see Ted finally getting some TV work. There might be a little trouble on Planet Netflix. Despite record gains last year, the streaming platform that seems to keep adding viewers and raising prices all at the same time saw its stock go down 8.5%, according to Variety, due to what most analysts are calling slower subscriber growth and a broader market reaction to President Trump's indecision on tariffs on Canada and Mexico. I know acting pretty much sounds like a cushy gig to most people outside the biz, but during an appearance on Jimmy Kimmel Live last week, actor Walton Goggins told the story of how he was bitten by a snake while filming episode 3 of season 3 of The White Lotus. The irony was that the snake was supposed to bite his co-star, Amy Lou Wood, who plays his girlfriend on the show. Macho Man Goggins owned up, though, and says he didn't exactly play it cool. Instead, he yelled, "Oh my God, I got bit by a snake," repeatedly in front of everyone. Cynthia Erivo is not just a Broadway star and Oscar-nominated singer-actor. The Emmy, Grammy, and Tony winner has just signed on to her next project, which will be an action thriller movie. There are not many details about the plot just yet, but Lionsgate has indicated the project will start production in June. This will just add momentum to the role Erivo is already on. She has signed on to play Jesus Christ Superstar at the Hollywood Bowl and will host the Tonys. Dolly Parton released a new song in honor of her deceased husband of 60 years, Carl Thomas Dean. The song is called "If You Hadn't Been There, I Wouldn't Be Here." Dean passed away a few days ago at the age of 82. The two met on Parton's first day in Nashville at a laundromat. Parton says Dean called out to her to get her attention, and the two never looked back. At first, she probably thought he just needed quarters. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabo, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly sunny and a little breezy today. We'll get to the mid-60s this afternoon, but wind out of the southwest at about 15 to 25 here after lunch today. Tonight, a cold front comes through down to 28. Sunny, not as windy, 40 tomorrow, but we'll be back in the 50s and 60s by later this week. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
That's your WXCO Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at BullFallsRadio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.